All right, how we doing?
Last night we discussed a little bit about the play, the 44
yard. Yeah, I screwed that up. Yeah. So they were in a three wide receiver set to one side, tight end on the backside. We checked the coverage, and both of our safeties were out of position on that play. The other thing is, as I've mentioned multiple times, your rush and your coverage, that's a very difficult play to cover, that, and they executed it well. I've tried to put that play in multiple times over the years, and the reason you don't see that play very often is it's just a very slow developing play. It takes a long time. Taylor stepped up in the pocket, so he had a lot of time to throw, and he found the right guy, and we didn't handle it right with the positioning of our safeties.
Was that a communication?
No, just out of position, not communication. We were in the right coverage. We just weren't in the right position. We weren't on our landmarks. We didn't reroute it properly, and then the center fielder needs to get against that particular set, needs to get to the three receiver side hash, and he didn't make it over that far. That would have helped the corner. I mean, so the corner had no chance on that play.
Dirk, you mentioned safeties. T.J. Ward said after the game he's not happy with his playing time, didn't come here to be a part-time player. What's your take on that, and how do you address that kind of situation before?
Yeah, well, my take on it is when you lose games and you lose a game that you probably should have won like that, everybody's frustrated, and that's just human nature to be frustrated. And I didn't hear him, so all this is secondhand to me, but everyone's frustrated, and I talked to the team about all of our issues are self-inflicted right now. The majority of our issues are self-inflicted, and we're the only ones that can fix them. And so that's how I handle that.
You said yesterday that at 2-4, what you're worried about most is this team shattering from within. That would be an indication maybe that something that could fester.
Well, I warned them about that. I didn't say that's what I was worried about. I warned them that I didn't want them to do that.
Is that, you don't think that's evidence of that maybe happening? I mean, also, Chris Baker retweeted a link to that story and said, facts, I feel the same way, bro. Yeah. Are those just guys, like you'd say, are frustrated about the results? Or what was in the case of Ward? Was he brought here to do more than be a rotational player?
Well, when we signed Chris back and we drafted Justin, we knew that safety was going to be more of a position of depth. And in TJ's case, he missed all of training camp, not only with us but with Denver. And then he's been hurt, the majority of the time since he's been here. So I'm sure he's frustrated. Every player wants to be out there the whole time, and that's just part of the game.
We asked you last week about the rotation and safety, and you. As you or Mike, but had said that the design was to have all three kind of rotate fairly evenly.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the case on Sunday as well?
It wasn't even. I think Justin was in the 60 something range.
Evans had every snap, and Ward had 24. I was just asking if the intention going in was to have.
No, it wasn't the intention to be exactly even. That's hard to do. I mean, that's hard to do at any position.
You mentioned missed tackles yesterday, and we all saw them.
Yeah.
When you looked at the tape, what else did you see beyond that, or was that really just the biggest issue there, particularly down the stretch there where you had a chance to close it out?
Yeah, well, eight of their plays accounted for almost half of their yardage. Eight plays accounted for 200 yards of their 400 and change. And five of those eight plays were on third down. And all of those plays, the thing they had in common was that we either had a missed tackle or we let the quarterback out of the pocket, and then he either ran with it or threw with it, and we dropped coverage.
Those big plays, that's what you guys are trying to prevent.
Of course, yeah.
So, what are you seeing in terms of that? Is it just, again, missed assignments or guys just out of position?
Well, a combination of all those things. I mean, I just sat in on the defensive meeting where Coach Smith went over those plays with the entire defense, and, the guys had to call out what they were doing, the coverage, and they went over the way the assignments were intended to go. And, everyone has to see it the same way.
You guys had gone to a kind of a 3-3-5 look at times. What is the goal with that, and how well was it executed?
Well, on third down, our third down execution in general was not good enough. And the goal with that is, we're a little short on D linemen, and we're a little bit long on linebackers, just to try to get those three linebackers on the field at the same time.
He's like that package itself worked well or not?
No, it didn't work well in this game. But, again, I've talked to you about this before. Alignments don't win or lose games. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in a 4-3-5, a 4-2-5, a 4-1-6. There's all kinds of different alignment. Alignments isn't what happens. I mean, it's not what combination of linebackers and defensive linemen and DBs you have. That's not what it is. It's execution.
What did you say Jameis is playing?
Jameis really played pretty well. You know, he had an ill-advised interception there before the half. We were kind of nickel and diming it on the two previous plays, and he tried to force that one in there. Luckily, that particular one didn't hurt us. You know, the fact that Jameis wasn't able to throw on Wednesday and Thursday and, you know, come out and play like he did, the number of explosives, his numbers in the second half. I thought Jameis played pretty well.
Vernon Hargraves, you move him inside. You had a couple of pass breakups. Seemed to play a little bit more confident. What did you think?
Yeah, I think Vernon played better. You know, obviously when you're playing nickel, depending on what the other team does with their personnel, you know, his snap count was basically cut in half, and that's dictated by, you know, how much nickel defense we're in. But we were pleased with the way Vernon responded, and that's the first step.
Is that something you'll continue in terms of?
Well, that's going to depend on injuries. I mean, you only have so many guys who can play corner and so many guys who can play nickel. And Robert McClain, who we moved outside, is now in concussion protocol, so that'll have some play in it.
You sat in on a defensive meeting that may occur every week, I don't know. But in terms of your play caller, you're the head coach, do you feel more of a need at this point to have more of a hands-on or at least an observatory type role with the defense?
No. You know, we have a great defensive staff. They all have proven track records in this league. And, you know, we meet as a staff when we need to. And, you know, I meet with the team three times a week, talk to those guys. When I do have time, I like to sit in on their meetings. It's educational. I learn stuff. But I don't always have time. I mean, I spend more time in the quarterback room than any other.
You said Vern played better moving in time. Injury aside, how did you feel like Robert handled moving outside?
I thought Robert did okay outside. I thought his two biggest issues in the game were he had a couple of misfits on the run game when they were running outside plays to his side. One of them was on that fly sweep, toss crack that they did. He needs to show up and get that forced.
2-4 is a tough hole to pull out of, but you haven't played a division game yet. Do you look at the schedule and say, hey, this is doable. We've been here before. We can handle this and get back into this thing.
Well, the only thing you can do right now is you got to get one game. I mean, you can't. I showed the guys the division standings, and you know we're what we've earned to this point. But you know, the fact that some other teams got beat in our division is in our favor, and all that it is a fact. We have not played division games, and those games can move you up fast. But we have to play better football as a team, and we have to coach better football. And you know, it just starts with you got to get one. You just got to get one win.
How do you get the guys to play with, you know, that sense of urgency you need with the 2-4 record, but not overreacting and not trying to do too much?
Well, by just looking at the tape, and it usually doesn't lie about the mistakes that need to be corrected. And then you try to go out and work on those things in practice, and you carry them over to the game. I thought we played with better urgency yesterday. Our urgency and our effort were good enough. We still made too many errors.
I'm not sure if you've had to address this before as a head coach, but best I can remember, I think this is the first time you've had a player kind of go public with being unhappy with his playing time and that kind of thing. And as Rick said, you know, Chris Baker backs him up. Do you take that yourself personally? I mean, not personally. Do you yourself sit those players down and say, look, what's the problem? This is what we're trying to get accomplished here. How do you handle that?
Well, I think it's different in every case. And, you know, again, the players get grades every week, and the grades are reflected of how the coaches grade them. I talked to the players today about, you know, anybody that's frustrated and has an issue, the best way to take care of an issue on a team is to go to someone who can do something about it. And, you know, then I outlined who those people were. You know, the second thing, just in TJ's case, ironically enough, I did have a sit down with TJ in my office last Thursday, and I laid out exactly what he could do better. Well, that's as far as I'll go with that. But last Thursday, I met with TJ in my office and told him exactly what I thought he needed to do.
You mentioned mentioned the explosive plays. We've seen him in a couple of games now, whether it was Minnesota. And I know you had injuries at linebacker, but predominantly the guys up front have been fairly healthy, and the guys in the back end. Did you and Mike feel that you guys were beyond balls going over your head at this point, or is that just plays that other teams were able to make, good parts on theirs?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Balls going over our head in the Minnesota game.
Well, I mean, like yesterday, you mentioned guys out of position, the 44-yard shot, which, and you got the game. You're basically defending up to the 1-yard line. And
yep.
It's three plays. I mean, those are enormous mistakes.
Yep.
With guys that have been playing, I mean, in the case of your rookie, that's not true. But
yeah, one of those two guys is a vet, and one isn't. Well, of course, any mistake that, with the game on the line, those mistakes are certainly magnified. And hey, we're making as a team, we're making too many mistakes. That's why we're 2-4. But we're the only ones that can correct them. I mean, like I said, they're when you look at them on tape, the majority of our mistakes are self-inflicted, meaning we caused them ourselves, and we're the ones that have to fix them.